Today we helped a U.S. Air Force veteran named Warren place his girlfriend Bianca to an epic loyalty test.
Alrighty, Warren, so this is where we're gonna be at. We're gonna be hiding and listening in here as everything happens inside the apartment and stuff, and yeah.
Warren wanted to find out if his girlfriend Bianca was truly loyal to him or not, so we hired our friend Andy to hit on Bianca, ask her to leave Warren, and then take her on a date. What's up, guys, and welcome back to a brand new video. I honestly hope you guys are ready for this one because this one has a crazy twist that none of us saw coming.
So you're a retired military Air Force guy.
Right.
Man, did you ever in your life think you would be in this situation?
No, never in a million years.
So how'd you come across like one of our, you said your friend showed you one of our videos
and
stuff?
Yeah, one of my buddies showed me one of the videos and I was like, man, maybe I need to check this out and see what will happen.
So this test would be taking place in our very own apartment, and our roommate Denzel would be helping us with it as well. See, there are always people looking for somewhere new to live for various reasons, and thanks to Warren, we knew that Bianca was one of those people. Bianca was looking for a new place to live, and thanks to Warren, we knew that she couldn't afford a studio or a one-bedroom apartment all on her own, so she was open to the possibility of having roommates. Well, we took advantage of this information and had Andy advertise Denzel's room on Craigslist for $500 plus bills. We then sent the listing to Warren, and he was responsible for convincing Bianca to get in contact with Andy to at least come check out the room. Now, we live in California, and rent out here is dumb expensive, so $500 for a room is actually quite a steal. So we were pretty confident that Warren wouldn't have any issues convincing Bianca to come check out the room.
Hello?
Hey, Bianca, this is Andy.
Oh, hey, Andy, how's it going?
Good, good. Hey, so I was actually calling to see if we're still up for today.
For the room?
For the room, yes. For the room that we have?
Yeah, I was still planning on it.
Okay, sounds good.
What Bianca didn't know, though, is that an even better deal was right around the corner, because in the event of her coming over, Andy would show her the room and then offer to give it to her for free if she agreed to go on a date with him.
Do you think she would consider it, like, trading you for a place to live for free?
I definitely would hope not.
Okay.
But we'll see.
So with that, the stage was now set for our test to begin. Soon we will find out if Bianca remains loyal to Warren or if she trades him for another guy and a free place to live. I hope you guys have your talkies because you guys already know. This shit's gonna be good.
So are you prepared for the possibility that she might fail this test?
I am prepared.
You are prepared?
Oh yeah.
Is it like if she fails, like that's it?
That's where I'm at, bro. I told you, I'm too old for this. Games I do not want to play.
Yeah.
Everything and everyone were set up and ready to go. All we were waiting on for this test to begin was for Bianca to arrive. She would be giving Andy a call when she was here.
What's the whole reasoning that you want to like place her to the test?
Just certain things that I just noticed that she does. She just always evasive. You know, she got somewhere to go. She's going with some friends, but she never tells me who the friends are. So.
Right. So have you tried talking to her about it and everything?
I have. And she always tries to, deflect the questions, or she'll just avoid it altogether.
I feel it.
And quite frankly, bro, I'm tired of it. I don't have time for the game, so.
I feel it.
Where the hell she at?
I don't know. She was supposed to call me.
She need to hurry the hell up, because I got things to do.
Well, she said an hour.
She probably getting food. Chick-fil-A right down the street.
Bro, it's been an hour and a half.
Bianca should have been here by now, but it appeared that she was running behind schedule.
She's confirmed that she would be here later today, well, which is basically now. I'm not too worried about it, though. I don't think she's flaking. I just think maybe it's traffic or maybe, I don't know, something's going on with the car or something. I don't know.
To be certain that she was still on her way, though, Andy decided to check in with her. And you know what? As we wait for her to arrive, let me tell you guys about the amazing sponsor of this video. This video is being sponsored by Mobile Premier League, aka MPL. MPL is an amazing app where you can find and play over 10 plus games, including Fruit Chop, Pool, Solitaire, Baseball, Bingo, and more. Now here's the best part. You can play any game on the MPL app and earn cash. Yes, real, legitimate cash. Here's how it works. Players can choose any game and then get cash rewards if they win. You can compete in multiplayer tournaments or head-to-head battles. Now don't worry, before you compete, you can actually practice and perfect your skills against real-life opponents. Like, I love that about the app. They give you an opportunity to practice, buff up your skills, and get really, really, really good. I'm kind of an old soul, right? And I love playing bingo. And luckily, MPL has bingo on their app. Just today, I joined a battle, beat my opponent, and won some cash. I instantly got the cash, and I easily was able to transfer it to my PayPal or my bank account. Like, it really is that quick and simple. I'm telling you guys, all the games on this app are super fun and competitive. So if you're a competitive person like me, you guys are really, really, really gonna love this app. NPL is 100% free to download, and you can download it on your iOS or Android device. And if you click my download link in the description below, NPL is hooking it up with a $5 signing bonus. Yeah, you get $5 for signing up. Not only that, but if you refer this app to your friends, you can get up to a $20 bonus. So I mean, what are you guys waiting for? Click on my link in the description below, download the app, sign up, play some games, have some fun, and let me know if you guys earn any cash. I'll see you guys there. But okay, back to the video now. We ended up waiting for another 10 to 15 minutes for Bianca to arrive. She was running late, but nonetheless, she was still on her way.
Oh, Andy's receiving a call.
Hello?
On the other line of that phone call was Bianca, informing Andy that she had finally arrived.
He didn't put the phone on speaker, so we can't really hear. I think it's her.
Okay, sounds good. I'll go downstairs and get you real quick. All right.
Is that her?
Yeah, that's her.
Finally, dude.
There's a confirmation. Okay, so it's her. Whew. Alrighty, guys, so Bianca has arrived. Andy right now is heading outside and going downstairs to grab Bianca and bring her upstairs, and yeah.
So Andy isn't immediately gonna be making his move. First, he's gonna let Bianca check out the apartment and the room that she's interested in renting out. Remember, that room is actually Denzel's, so we're having him there pretending to be moving out.
Oh my gosh, I actually broke it. B-roll gone wrong.
After letting Bianca check out the room, Andy would then walk her over to the living room. There, he would go over some more details about the apartment, answer any questions that Bianca might have, get to know her a little bit more, and then finally make his move.
Alrighty guys, this is it.
So after having waited a little longer than expected, this test was finally about to begin.
All right, coming in.
That pool, man.
Yeah, I know, bro. That pool's lovely.
Who's the guy?
Okay, so this caught us completely off guard and by surprise. Bianca had arrived, but she brought another guy with her as well.
Do you recognize him at all? Does he look familiar?
No.
Yeah, but this is it. I mean, this is the apartment right here. Living room, kitchen. I like to see around.
So you don't recognize him whatsoever at all?
No.
What are you thinking? What's going through your mind right now?
It's a lot of stuff going through my. I don't know who the guy is.
See, there's a washer and dryer. You can more than.
That's awesome.
We had no idea who this guy was, and we needed to figure that out because this could potentially throw things off. I'm not gonna lie to you guys here. Because we're conducting a loyalty test, the first thought that got into my mind was, oh my God, this guy is her freaking Sancho. But then I was like, yo, let me not jump to conclusions here. If you think about it, bringing someone with you to check out a stranger's home is actually not uncommon, and quite frankly, the smart thing to do. Who knows, maybe this guy was just her friend, her coworker, or maybe he was even family.
Okay, so right now Andy is showing Bianca and this other person, this other guy, the room. Maybe that's her brother, her friend, cousin, co-worker, I don't know.
Hi guys. Hi, what's up?
This is Bianca.
What's your name?
I'm Bianca.
Hi Bianca, Denzel. Nice to meet you. Ooh, girl, your hands was, that was a good shape.
Thanks.
Made me feel like I'm a little girl. Oh my gosh.
Good to meet you, man.
Denzel, you as well.
How's it going?
Pretty good. Just now.
Let me just move this real quick.
Okay, so now we know his name is Chase, but we still have no idea what his relationship with Bianca is.
Maybe she just didn't feel safe about coming to the apartment, so she wanted to bring a friend with her. That's why she brought him.
Okay.
Maybe. Right?
We'll give her the benefit of the doubt.
So this is the room. It looks pretty tight right now just because he's moving around, but it is spacious.
Get comfortable, y'all. Y'all ain't got to be scared.
Yeah,
get
so this is spacious.
For y'all.
You guys do have a little walk.
What day do you have to move back?
Tomorrow.
Damn, so why? How come you're moving?
Just to be closer to work. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually have a new job at Disneyland, so.
At Disneyland?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I am a performer.
Right on.
Yeah.
Did she, like, when you sent her the listing, did she mention that she was going to be coming with someone, or did she ask you to come with her? I know you told her that you were going to be working,
right.
But she didn't mention anything like that?
No.
So we weren't sure who this guy was, and we didn't want to jump to any conclusions. But at the same time, we weren't entirely convinced that he was just a friend. What we were also about to realize is that Bianca bringing him with her, regardless of who he was about to pose an even greater problem.
Oh my God, I seriously, how is Andy gonna make his move now? Oh, damn, I just thought of that.
How was Andy supposed to make his move with this other guy there? I mean, don't get me wrong, Andy could be a savage and still go for it, but here's the thing. This guy simply being here, regardless of who he is, could ruin the integrity of this test. Like, because of him, Bianca may or may not answer honestly.
Oh, man.
How long did you say you've been living here for?
3 years.
Okay. Yeah,
so this is actually the guest slash your rest bathroom.
Okay, so you have your own bathroom?
Yeah, I do actually.
If we wanted to keep this test going, we had to think of something fast. So I texted Denzel to come outside. Hopefully he could give us some input on who this Chase guy was, like maybe we missed something. Maybe we could also even improvise a plan to get Chase to leave Bianca and Andy by themselves.
So what do you do for work? Like, what's your schedule like? Are you here a lot?
Excuse me, guys.
I'm actually
right
self-employed.
Back. I'm gonna go take this to the trash. Okay, I'll be right back.
Yeah, no, I'm actually self-employed. I do e-commerce. What do you do for a living?
So I work like over at the outlets part-time, but I also work from home.
Oh, okay, sounds good.
So I do like a few things. So I'm like around a lot. So okay. Yeah.
What do you do?
OnlyFans.
Oh, nice.
Graphic design.
Okay, here comes Denzel. How was everything?
It was cool.
Who is the guy?
She said they're together.
Really?
Oh my God. And you're 100% serious?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Denzel has just confirmed the worst possible case scenario. According to him, Bianca is in fact dating this other guy.
So you have got other people like checking out the place?
So I actually do have a lot.
I texted Andy, but he hasn't texted me back yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, let me text him again. Like, who is that? Who is that? Is that her boyfriend?
We wanted to double check with Andy if Chase was in fact Bianca's boyfriend, because if it turned out to be true, well, then this test was basically over. Unfortunately though, Andy was deep into character and sticking to our original plan of walking Bianca over to the living room and stuff. A part of me honestly thought that Andy was gonna go all the way and make his move on her, even with this other guy here.
Any more questions you guys have?
No, I'm not living here. It's all you.
I mean, what really matters, dude, is what you think about all this. What do you think about this? Do you think they're more than just friends?
Oh yeah, I'm pretty sure from what I'm saying, bro, and what he's saying is confirming. They look like they are items.
They are sitting close.
Bro.
You never met him before? You never seen him like around or anything? No. Really? No. Not at church or like any events or anything?
Like I said, it's good to know now.
So we're approaching like the end of the month, and so I kind of have to figure out where I am now.
Okay.
A week. In a couple days.
Okay.
Pretty much. So I basically would probably let you know in pretty soon because I have to solidify it.
At last, Andy pulled out his phone, saw my messages, and gave us the answer to my question.
Oh, shit.
What happened?
He just texted me that he said boyfriend.
Some bullshit.
That's it. Oh, my God.
It was now 100% without a doubt confirmed and verified that Bianca and Chase were in fact more than friends. They were an actual couple.
Do you want to keep watching? Are you good? You don't want to see if anything else happens? You're good to...
I've seen everything I needed to see.
The crazy part about this video is that we came up with such an elaborate plan and setup in order to see if Bianca would fail. However, she ended up failing on her own accord.
You can't lie and you can't hide from cameras.
Right.
And so we got it right here. Brother confirm what they date.
Right. Were they gonna move into the room together? Do you know? Wow, that makes some sense now. Things are starting to click now why he's even there. They might have been planning to move in together into that room. Yeah, that changes things for me now. Oh, wow.
From scale 1 to 10, what do you think about the place? How are you feeling?
7.5 right now.
Okay.
This is really good. I mean, I think like the price is awesome.
Do you want to like walk in there and walk in there,
bro,
and talk to her?
Yes, I want to.
You do? Right.
I'm not that kind of person that's going to cause a scene. I just need to hear her say it. And I can move on and go on with my life because I don't have time to play games. And that's just period for me, bro.
Warren has decided to have a conversation with Bianca, and thankfully, Andy thought of a clever way to hold Bianca there as we made our way back inside.
If you still have time, we can go upstairs. I can show you the rooftop, the game room, the pool, and but let's just hold on until Denzel comes back because he actually took the key.
Oh,
so
yeah.
let's just hold on for a bit and we'll just wait.
We had absolutely no idea what was about to go down. We knew that Warren could handle himself. I mean, for crying out loud, the guy's a retired Air Force veteran, but we didn't know how this Chase guy would react. Because of that, we just had to be ready for anything. Hopefully things wouldn't go down how one of our previous videos went down. But with that being said, guys, I want to thank you all for being here with me today. I hope you guys enjoyed this video. I hope you guys are ready for what's to come, and I hope you guys have your talkies, because you guys already know. This shit's gonna be good.
Are you fucking kidding me? What's this?
What the hell?
What the fuck is this?
What the hell is going on?
Yeah, what the hell is going on?
Who are you?
You're fucking stalking me or some shit?
Who the fuck are you, bro?
Dude, who are you?
This your boyfriend?
This an entertainment team?
This your boyfriend?
How the fuck are you? Find me?
What is this shit? Fuck you.
I'm her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Chase, we're not like trying to start anything with you, dude. We're just really trying to just have like a conversation. Like, I know you guys are in a relationship and stuff, or at least that's what it looks like. But like, the truth is, like, Warren and Bianca have also been in a relationship too. Like, this entire thing that we set up right now was actually all a test. Like, we were trying to help Warren find out if Bianca would end up cheating on him and stuff.
Warren, you got a whole ass crew.
So the original
for like 3 months. Yo.
The original plan was to have Andy right over here ask you on a date. That's why like we had you come over. We had you check out the apartment. Like, the reality is, like, Andy doesn't even live here. Like, that room is not even for rent.
Yeah. Oh.
But it was like just a plan to get you here, and then Andy was supposed to ask you on a date. But we obviously never got that far because we didn't. I mean, you walked in with Chase.
So you've been like stalking me. You like have a whole ass team trying to like follow me around.
I just wanted to know what the fuck was going on.
How long have you guys been together?
You need to chill out, first of all.
I've been sitting here for 3 months, bro.
3 months? That's nothing.
It's nothing. If it was nothing, then you should have fucking told me that 3 months.
That's been a fucking year.
No, I wasn't fucking wasting my time.
I've known you for a year. We were friends.
Yeah, we've been dating for a year.
No. Since when did you think we were dating for a whole last year?
I didn't want to be fucking in love, bro. Okay?
Of course I care about you.
You care about me now.
So
I just didn't want to be exclusive with no one.
Okay. Why the fuck did you not tell me that 3 months ago?
When did you tell me?
No, the fuck you didn't.
You're so full of shit.
You're trying to be exclusive. No.
Well, that's fine. If you didn't want to fucking be exclusive, you should have said that shit up front 3 months ago.
I talked about not wanting
to. No, you didn't talk about it. If that was the case, I wouldn't fucking be here today.
I mean, we're dating casually. I mean, I said I didn't want anything serious.
Did she say that to you? She didn't say anything to me.
Y'all are tripping because I swear I said that, and you know that like I'm not about being in a relationship.
I think you're not being in a relationship because your ass just got fucking caught.
This bitch is lying.
I guess I don't know.
You're cheating on me. I'm gonna call you whatever cheating the fuck
I want.
Cheating
on you? Yeah. You're not a cheater.
You're not a cheater?
Fuck you. Fuck this bullshit.
I mean, honestly, fuck you for like being this some crazy bullshit. Ass and trying to stalk me and bring
it
all
over. We're the crazy ass. You're over here. Are you gonna add him to your collection too?
You wanna make out with the camera crew too? Yeah? You wanna ask them out?
Don't fuck off, honestly. Like,
you know what?
I told you. I didn't even want to be.
No. Don't worry about it. Say it.
Warren, are you good in terms of like what you wanna say and stuff?
I've said what I had to say, and she let me know how she felt.
You gotta give me your contact information, man. I want this video to show people.
Here, if anything, just give me your number. All right. And then I can text you about everything.
This is unfucking believable.
Yeah, and like I said, dude, we really weren't trying to like start anything like with you. Like, we're just trying to
figure out what was going on, and we did.
Yeah, we just wanted to give Warren like an opportunity to like talk to her and stuff, but obviously like you were here and stuff.
I need this. I'm gonna head out now.
Yeah, for sure.
Bro.
Let's get sandwiches.
Right on. Wow.
This fucking crazy. I can't believe like you. How'd you like hire them? Like, where'd you even find them?
Don't worry about that.
Yeah, I'm worried about that. Like, I didn't even realize you're that kind of person to do that.
What you mean, that kind of person?
Who does this shit? First of all,
a person who suspect that their girl is cheating, but apparently,
since when were you suspecting that?
Apparently, let you tell it though. We're not exclusive and we're not even dating, so it don't fucking matter at all.
Like, you were tripping.
I'm not tripping anymore. You let me know where you stand, so I'm cool with that.
I mean, yeah, I don't want to be with someone who's gonna hire a whole ass team to like find me.
So now you admit it's a relationship, but when you said you weren't dating,
this dynamic,
make up your mind. As far as I'm concerned, I'm over it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm over all of this. Like, that's what good. The hell is going on over here?
Good riddance.
It's shocking me and all of this
crazy ass shit.
So whether you're dating someone for 3 months, 3 years, or three freaking decades, a committed relationship is a committed relationship. Bianca said that she was not in a committed relationship with either Chase or Warren. Chase and Warren both denied this claim. However, I want to know what you guys think. Do you guys think that Bianca was telling the truth, or do you guys think that she was just trying to manipulate the situation by gaslighting and flipping everything on Warren and Chase? I really want to know your guys' thoughts on this. Let me know what you guys think in the comments below.